To order. The clerk will please note those presents for the purposes of a technical session. Have guests introduced. Being no guests, this brings us down to messages from the governor.
A message dated February 17th stating the governor has signed CS for House Bill Number 109, Jude M.S., and has transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. It's Chapter Number 1, SLA 1994. I have no further messages from the governor.
Messages from the other body.
I have none, Madam Speaker.
Communications.
Letters of disclosure were received and will appear in supplements published today. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 106, Education Technology Program, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 106 Finance with the same title, recommending Dupass, Brown, Navarre, Foster, Hoffman, no recommendation, McLean, Larson, Parnell, and Martin. Three fiscal notes were attached. The report was signed by Larson and McLean. Co-chairman HB 106 has no further referral. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered House Bill 299, Driver's License Revocation Alcohol Programs, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 299 Hess, with a new title, recommending Dupass, G. Davis, Bundy, Tuohy, B. Davis, Nicolai, and Bryce. A fiscal note and a zero fiscal note were attached. The report was signed by Bundy co-chairman. HB 299 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 313, Suspended Sentences, Disorderly Conduct, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 313, Judiciary, with the new title, recommending do pass Larson, Hanley, Parnell, Navarre, Brown, do not pass Foster, no recommendation, McLean, and Martin, and Hoffman. The report was signed by Larson and McLean. Co-chairman HB 313 has no further referral. Finance Committee has considered House Bill 315, Theft of Subscription TV Services, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 315, Jude, with the same title, recommending do pass McLean, Larson, Martin, Purnell, Hoffman, Navarre, Foster, no recommendation, Hanley, and Brown. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Larson and McLean. Co-chairman HB 315 has no further referral. Finance Committee has considered Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 397, Taxing Power of Second-Class Cities, recommending do pass Larson, Martin, Hoffman, Brown, McLean, Foster, no amend, Parnell, and Navarre. The report was signed by McLean and Larson co-chairman. SSHB 397 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 410, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 410, Labor and Commerce, recommending do pass Hudson, Porter, Sitton, Mulder, Williams, Green. Zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Hudson Chairman. HB 410 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered House Bill 418, Extend Board of Parole, recommending do pass G. Davis, Bundy, Tuohy, B. Davis, Bryce. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Bundy co-chairman. HB 418 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered Senate Bill 186, amended state agency publications, recommending do pass Porter, Sitton, Mulder, Green, Hudson. The report was signed by Hudson Chairman. A zero fiscal note was attached. SB 186M has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The Resources Committee has considered CS for Senate Joint Resolution 13 Rules, Export of Alaska Oil, recommending do pass Carney, Green, James, Finkelstein, Hudson. The report was signed by Hudson Vice Chairman. CSSJR 13 Rules has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Madam Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
The House Special Committee on Oil and Gas has considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 12, Use of Natural Gas in Motor Vehicles, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 12, Oil and Gas, with the same title, recommending do pass Cott, Green, do not pass Olberg, no recommendation, G. Davis. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Green Chairman. HCR has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The House Special Committee on Oil and Gas has considered House Bill 426, Chickaloon Flats Critical Habitat Area, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 426, Oil and Gas, with the same title, recommending Dupass, Cott, Sanders, Sitton. No recommendation, G. Davis, Mackey. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Green Chairman. HB 426 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. I have no further special committee reports, Madam Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citations honoring Special Olympics torch run by Representatives Ulmer, Hudson, Senators Ellis and Duncan. In memoriam, Sergeant M. Tunahan by Senator Zaroff. House Joint Resolution Number 59 by the House Rules Committee relating to reduction of wanton waste in North Pacific Ocean and Bering Sea fisheries.
House Special Committee on Fisheries and the Resources Committee.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 508 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee entitled An Act Relating to Disclosure of Close Economic Associations by Certain State Employees under the Prohibition Against Nepotism in the Executive Branch of State Government and Providing for an Effective Date.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill Number 509 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to the Tax on Transfers or Consumption of Motor Fuel and to the Proceeds from the Tax and Providing for an Effective Date. A letter was attached.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance Committees.
House Bill Number 510 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Making Appropriations to Satisfy the Agreed-Upon Monetary Terms of a Collective Bargaining Agreement for Certain Employees of the University of Alaska and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Madam Speaker.
This brings us down to unfinished business. I have one item of unfinished business. I need to add a Labor and Commerce referral to House Bill 489, Overtime Compensation. It's currently in the State Affairs Committee. This brings an additional unfinished business. Madam Majority Leader.
The Journal reflect that Representative Larson, who was previously excused from 8:50 a.m. Friday, February 18th, until 10 a.m. plain time Monday, February 21st, amends his return time to 7 p.m. plain time Monday, February 21st, and that Representative Ulmer, who was previously excused from 7 p.m. Friday, February 25th, until 10 a.m. plain time Monday, February 28th, amends her return time to 8 p.m. plain time Monday, February 28th.
Without objections, those members will be excused on the dates noted. Additional unfinished business. Announcements of committee meetings. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand at adjournment until 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 22nd.